So welcome, everybody. Welcome to this beautiful co-creation that we've made. The reason we're doing this at this point in time is because it is instrumental for all of you at this time to kind of gain support and energy and understanding and to really put more things crystal clear in the direction that we are going on the journey as things have been changing for us in a big way. So I'd like to welcome you to your role, and we use the word your role because it is your participation that's involved for any of this, your role in integrating and fully experiencing an organic 3D and 5D world. Even though both are existing at this point in time, it is our role for us to be able to utilize it in the way it is. And during the whole workshop, we will get into more and more details on how to do that with some processes and so forth and so on. This is the second part of this series. It's a trilogy. We already had the first one, October the 5th. The recordings are available if you have not already been live or had the recordings. It will fill in some of the blanks of some of the things we're going to be talking about, because it created a good base and it had a lot of processes involved too. This one is a carry-on. It's the next level. It's the next part of it to give us a little bit deeper understanding, be able to actually go a little further. We will have a third one, which will probably end up being in January since we have the Christmas season coming in and it's a little difficult for people to make the time for it very early in the beginning. That would be hands-on, very detailed work where we can actually start working with your individual lives and doing some of the processes, but also like you, we'll be walking you through the different processes, like hand-holding in a sense, but that will be the third part. So it's really best to experience the segments because each one builds on the next, so you're actually ready for the third. Of course, the third one will end up right at the start of 2020, which is where we're ending into another chapter of our next level. If anybody's been really sensitive to energies and so forth, we've had a very powerful energies coming through for a while. We just had one a few days ago on the 21st, which was a very powerful one in respect to creating an energy uplift, but also a merging of higher consciousness and energies where even our brother sister souls have been kind of uniting with many of the ones that are really active and moving forward in their lives and actually are a huge contributor in whatever their chosen gender or direction of their journey at this point in time. So, if anybody felt something really intense, it was that. Now, even that part of it coming through, not everybody had felt it the same way. Some people had felt it very uplifting. Other people have felt a little bit of an unease with themselves and whatever else. And others have really noticed very little. However, it does not matter. Whatever anybody experienced, everyone got tuned to some degree. And it's really for them to turn on the switch to utilize any part of it. And some of you already have your switch turned on and you're basically allowing more and more to come through. So you're actually shifting, because we are all going through some powerful changes within ourselves. And a lot of it is supporting us in many, many ways to be able to do that in a very effective way as possible. Now, some others are still, trying to clean up some of their loose ends in the sense where they still want to play with the inverted 3D, 2D type of stuff. And then that aspect of it, there is an allowance for you to do that, and you are doing that. But at the same time, it doesn't matter if you're in organic 3D or organic 5D, you're basically being pushed to move along. So let's get some of the things done. So one of the things I want to cover. We've entered a time where more than ever, we are calling ourselves to walk in alignment with our authentic self, okay? A lot of us say, well, I'm being authentic and so forth. And really, what is that authentic self? It is really the part of you that is being truly that expression you are fully here to express, okay? Now, of course, that expands, it changes, and it reshapes and so forth. However, you have come here to be a beautiful expression, but also to experience and learn from all of that. So here you are, with that in alignment and prepared to do so, and we came here to play, and then we get lost in the game of life, the game of life that has pulled us away from our authentic self. There's nothing wrong with that. We have given ourselves the opportunity to experience not being us, in a sense. So in a way, we have gone through many, many, many lives, and including this life, of course, that we have played that role where we've played under rules that were established from a collective perspective. It doesn't matter how we got established, because there are many things I've talked about that, how it was established, but on rules that we either hand on to each other, or we're trained, programmed, and we've learned through exposure, meaning the rights and wrongs, goods and bads, what's acceptable and not acceptable, how to act, how to think, how to respond, how to be, and so forth. And then we are also collected a series of stories, programs, belief systems along the way that shaped our reality, shaped our way of life, it shaped how we feel, it shaped how our body experiences our journey here. It also shaped the way our mind takes information and filters it through, so that to the point where any higher consciousness that is coming from your human entity, any higher consciousness that is even coming from your soul, your higher self, and even your soul family and your twin soul, and information that is coming in through other resources, other aspects of ourself, have been filtered and tuned, including the information and the consciousness and also the innate knowledge and blueprint of our physicality. And all of it has been shifted and changed and so forth in a way where we would limit how much of that input comes in, and then we get caught up in the chatter and everything else of whatever we've experienced. So that's what we've experienced up to this point in time. Now there's this call. There's this call to break out of that, clear out of that, and start to connect more and more to your genuine essence of who you are and to what you came here to experience. I'm not talking so much the purpose type of part where you say, well, my purpose is to do this. Yes, you may have something specific, something that you've chosen from a soul perspective, from a human entity perspective, to come and express and carry and experience and so forth. So that may be there in the works. But at the same time, you are here to also play the what you call the human role, but in a completely different term, in a completely different essence of you expressing who you are. You are source. You are the essence of all existence. And that is not what we have to access fully 100%, because that's not what's going to serve us at this point in time. But we will access more and more of that. We already have that programming in our blueprint of our soul of exactly what you're here to do, what you've come here to play, and what you came here to experience. Okay, so all of that at this point in time is now the call that's been coming in. And this year has been very pinnacle, 2019, to shape and structure and everything and all the changes that have occurred and the calling that has been coming from within you. And this is why many, many people are feeling either uncomfortable, they feel that they're being pushed to shift something in their lives to actually make room from their life journey to get onto a different path, a path that is more aligned with themselves. And that's why we're talking about, more than ever, there's a call to be your authentic self. It doesn't matter if you're participating in organic 3D or organic 5D. It still requires you to go into your authentic self, because it doesn't mean you're authentic in one and not in the other. They're both. They're both authentic. Both are designed to support you and to be who you are. And it doesn't matter if you choose one or the other, or has chosen one or the other and are going to play there. You have the opening to shift any of that at any point in time. So this is the thing. So even the calling is coming in, it is played out. It doesn't matter where it is. You can't turn around and say, well, I'm organic 3D or whatever. I don't have this calling within yourself. You do. This calling is in there. And a lot of the times the confusion, the stuff that you feel coming up with yourself, that is kind of your monitor or your instigator or stimulator or whatever you want to call it that is actually saying, okay, now it's time to look at things, start to look at our journey, our life, our reality, who I engage, what I do, what I don't do, what I choose to do, what are my choices, why am I making these choices, what direction am I choosing to go from this point in time, because it resonates with me, because it feels more natural, and that's what we're doing. So the reason you've chosen to participate in this workshop, okay, either live right now and also others that have ordered the recordings, and the fact that the recordings will be available for a while after that, but the recordings will be also available for everybody that's live right now so that you can use it. The reason you were called here is because it's time for you to take action. Now, I know a lot of you have already started. A lot of you already have felt that call, but now it's going to assist you in any way possible, and this is why you're here. This is no accident just because, you know, we showed up that we have this offered for you. You really co-created this and say, okay, I need to be there. I need to connect with this. This is going to assist me to become more of who I am, because it's really you. Anything that's going to be shared is just triggering what you already know, what you already are, and what you've been feeling inside and what you've been choosing to move forward with. It's not about, you know, anything different than that. You've basically put yourself in this position to be active, not only on the planet at this time, but also the time on the planet, and also through all the different experiences you've been having and anything else that you've been tapping into to prepare you to become more in aligned where you are choosing to be at this point in time. So you are here perfectly because you've designed it. It's no other reason. And you're going to get exactly what you need. And I do recommend that you reinforce it by listening to it further. And it will just stimulate more and more what you already know, and also bring more to the surface a lot of that knowing that you had. But it also helps restructure the mind and the connections within yourself so that you will be able to more effectively hear the true essence of yourself and get more into that authentic self. Okay. So at this point in time, it is very essential to create a movement forward from a higher perspective and no longer from the inverted matrix. Now, a lot of you have followed my work, have even listened to the other workshops that we've had. We've had several this year, and we've talked about the inverted matrix. So for us to shift out of this inverted matrix, we are to, at this point in time, part of the call is, okay, the inverted matrix created an ideal life, but it's all backwards, inverted, and so forth. And perfect, great way to experience the opposite of your creative abilities and to have everything look backwards and work in that way. And we've been in this beautiful matrix for the longest time, where you look at every system, everything that we've done, it works backwards. What's true is not is presented as a lie, what's a lie is presented as true, what is, you know, all the polarity, all of that stuff is that we've been experiencing has been in an inverted matrix. So now we're moving higher into that perspective. Sorry, go ahead. Yes, we are, yes. So Kimberly was just reminding me about recollecting. So I'm just setting the pace at the stage right now. So we will be bringing in at this point in time, with ourselves going in, more of our higher perspective. So that basically we're stepping outside of the creation, the agreements, and everything that we've taken on from the inverted matrix. So we're stepping away from that, because now we're connecting with our higher self, our higher guidance, our higher perspective. And now, instead of working on what you're programmed, you're looking at life in a different way. You're looking at life from a self-navigating, higher perspective, knowing of who you are and what you're here to do and what you're here to play with and navigate in the playground in a way that you've never done before. And this is the part of the calling that is happening right now. So we're going to also look at what is required for us to embody this higher perspective, how to shift from all of that. This is all going to be part and parcel of the workshop today. And as we use these higher dimensions, because, you know, again, even going in organic 3D and organic 5D, these are higher dimensions than what we've been playing with. You know, a lot of people talk about, you know, we're in 3D and so forth. Realistically, we are not. We have always been in inverted 3D and 2D, okay? And I won't go into the details of that because I've talked about it in a couple of other workshops, but we've been living that. So really, we're going into the organic, the real designed organic 3D, and also the organic 5D, and experiencing it from that level. So bringing these higher perspectives back into in line, we will be able to play much more freely, clearly, through that navigation in those dimensions. So it doesn't matter if we're in third or fifth, we will play more freely with it because each one has a huge opportunity to experience something that we've never experienced before. It's not one better than the other. Both are serving us in the way that it needs to serve. Okay. So we've gone through a lot of changes, and we've had experience in the last while. A lot of changes, specifically this year, to kind of bring us into the residing into the third and fifth dimensional. And we've entered these playgrounds, these platforms, to be able to utilize it in a much more powerful way than we have before. So I'm going to cover a little bit about of what has changed, but we've already covered a lot of it in the last workshop and previous ones. So here we are. This is our opportunity to experience ourselves more truly in these platforms that we've achieved. Now, the other thing that comes up a lot of times is that, and we've noticed that many of us are still, in one way or another, still experiencing living the old life. Even though these changes have occurred, we have already stepped into the organic 3D and organic 5D playgrounds, platforms, but why are we not experiencing? And we'll cover more of that because it's really up to us to tune into those parts of it. And that's why I was saying what I was saying earlier, to be able to really integrate it and to navigate from that point. So it's like this: you're presented with an opportunity at a particular playground. So, like, give you an example: you're in a Disneyland type park, but you're there. But if you're still going to be closed-minded and you're still going to judge everything that you're seeing and you're not even interested in exploring and learning, then it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter, the playground has changed, you're still limited to it. You're not, you know, going fully with that the experience. So it's a matter of like, okay, I'm on the playground, let me now utilize, let me open my eyes, let me see what's available. How can I utilize it? How can I truly experience it? How can I step into those levels of experiences which will fully integrate and allow me to move more quickly in exactly the dimension that what I choose and to have the experiences I choose? So that's really the difference at this point. So one of the other things I wanted to basically, we need to include our involvement because, you know, the thing is, it doesn't matter, like I was saying earlier, it doesn't matter what playground platform you are on. You can't really truly, truly experience it at this point in time unless you are involved. You're the one that's involved. Like I was saying in the park, the Disney park or whatever it is, whatever park it is, amusement park. If you don't go in and participate and play, you're not going to experience it. You're not going to be able to just look around and say, oh, these are cute, but I have no idea what they're like because I'm not really choosing to get in and experience it. So now you have the opportunity. And the quicker we move through this, the quicker we shift ourselves, the more we can jump into it and be able to experience it further. Especially the people that have chosen to go into organic 3D, the moment you start to get into it and you experience it, you maximize whatever you're choosing, then you can shift into a fifth dimensional plane of playground because it's there ready for you at this point in time. The only reason that you're choosing the organic 3D first, the ones that are, others are not, but if you're choosing that is because there's still something that you want to experience there and to really enhance in one way or another. So the quicker we get rolling on it, and this is why you're taking, investing in your time, investing in your opportunity of looking at ways that you can shift this even further and move a lot quicker. Now, I just wanted to also mention that many of us have been feeling the push within, and really, it's all about that push that we've been feeling, that confusion that we've been feeling, is just to put us back into alignment. It's really to shift us into, to put us on track. So many of us get distracted. Many of us get all wrapped up in the whole idea of what is going on and what are we doing and so forth and so forth. And their life, you know, many of us, let's put it this way, many of us have a difficulty letting changes to take place. And we'll cover that in a little more details because we're still swept up and we get into the idea that, oh, I got to finish this before I look at that, or I am overwhelmed because I have so much to go to do and so much that is not finished and so forth, right? So in that essence, it goes into the situation where we keep delaying. And what happens is your higher self, your everything around you, including the energies that are coming through, are pushing you super hard to be able to get moving. So this is why you're feeling the pressure to get in alignment with yourself, to get in alignment with the true essence of yourself, to get into that authentic aspect of yourself. So, and then eventually we start to realize, you know, that our reality, our world shifts as we shift. And many of us that are in line right now and that will be listening to this, in one way or another, already know that they are to be the example. That means they start shifting their lives and it starts to cause a ripple effect with everybody that you're connected with. And also from a collective perspective, because it's, we're connected and we're streaming throughout the whole world at the same time, our new way of life, because we are setting up the new life. And the thing is, are we the path, you know, the one that's making the new path? In a way, we're all contributing. Absolutely. We're all contributing. But all of us contribute in one way or another, because all of us are genuine in what we create and how we experience things. So each one of us is a piece of the puzzle that makes that big, beautiful scene that is the new, what we can call the new world of experiencing. So, like I was saying, as we do this, we permit others to do though. So we got to keep in mind, and this is the first thing to start off, we are the creator, we are the shift makers. We're the ones that will do it. It's not that everything is being done for us. The platform's being set up. We're being coded. We're being supported. There's so much that is being provided for us at this point in time. However, unless, you know, we are participating and we're the ones that step into our essence and choose to move forward in ways, it's not going to happen. So, you know, a lot of times people have believed that the idea is, okay, such and such a time comes in, such and such energy come in, such and such things take place, and then my world's going to be better. My world changes. I'm in nirvana, you know, and so forth. But that's very disempowering. That is not what is brought in as part of our experience, because we have chosen to do it ourselves, to do it in a way. So even though we are provided, we're the ones that are the change makers. So we are the creator and so forth. So we're going to get started now that we set the base. I know I covered already a lot in a short period of time, but that was just the foundational aspect of it. So we're going to get started. So